announced to the last section of the Sefer, we're going to be starting the Sugya of Kabbalas Yisroel Ba'ava. But before we do that, we just want to finish off. We stopped in the middle yesterday, I apologize. He was busy tying up some of the loose ends, just putting together Ishtadlus. And at the end of the Sugya on the Reish Yud base, he says something, it's very subtle, but it's the work we've been doing. And this is where you have to practice. He's describing a very hard deal, yeah, as usual. But we have to extract from this things that we can do and we can relate to practically that we can do in our own lives. He brought yesterday the mice about the one of the Gedolei Ador who told his shamash that this morning Akash Baruch Hu asked him to look for his shoes for 15 minutes and he told him to stop looking for the shoes. The Gabbai obviously didn't know what he was talking about, so he explained. I got up this morning, I couldn't find my shoes, so I had to look for my shoes. So I was, well, why was I looking for my shoes? Because Hashem told me to look for my shoes. It didn't say I looked for my shoes because I can't find my shoes. That's what we would say. Oh yeah, I had to spend 15 minutes this morning, I couldn't find my shoes, I don't know what I did with them, where was my head, and I had to look for my shoes. No, he understood whatever he's doing, that's the tzibah of Hashem. If you're looking for your shoes, why look for your shoes? Stop. Understand that Hashem told you to look for your shoes, and when you find your shoes, Hashem told you stop looking for your shoes. That's the way they looked at life. Now that's some dagger, that's not kosher. But we have to find little ways in our own lives to try and enter this type of a machshava into our heads. So he finishes off and he said there's not an exaggeration. Whatever person goes through, whatever's happening is from Hashem. Morris says a person doesn't stub his toe unless there's a tzivu from Shemayim. So obviously, there's a lot of questions here. It's complicated. What if you did something wrong and then this happened and you brought it upon yourself? Okay, so that we dealt with a little bit and obviously need more work. And we said right in the beginning, this is just my requirements. I'm going to answer every question we have. Torah is big and the Sugya is massive. So he comes here with a very comforting a thought which in a void a person has to work this. It's not good enough to read this a few times and then move on. You have to take this and try and apply it to your life. He says like this, kashe yudi ma'amin, when you only stoit kos mai. Yudi ma'amin, how does it, he comes up with this idea is that you have two people, one's a ma'amin, one's a not. One's a balba toch and one's not. So how does each one deal with the same situation? So let's take a ma'amin, he wants to drink a glass of water, yeah? So how does he drink a glass of water? So who you there? Kim Zigan Sakois Amy a ruvel a kach shechain who is that? You understand? Just because he's pouring himself a glass of water doesn't mean he's going to drink the water. Talking ki amayim nishpachu, or shechais tishmat miyodoi, the cup could fall from his hand, the water could spill, he could find something despicable in the cup. He has to throw the water out. Mezigan Sakois Amy eli hishtadlus kedei liagia lishtias amayim. But pouring the water is a nishtadlus that will bring you to drinking the water. Vayishtadlus hi gilu mishamayim mahu rotzen Hashem shas oisik bo achshav. The nishtadlus is a gilu from Hashem, what his rotzen is that you should be doing right now. If you're thirsty, so you go pour a glass of water. So the rotzen Hashem is right now. Hashem wants you to be pouring a glass of water. That's what he asked you to do. So b'kol rega v'rega, you need dobum pakrosh bochum v'tachlis advekas. Because this ma'amin, not us, but this ma'amin, he's in every minute of his life, he's double with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he's only thinking about what Hashem wants from him right now. Why he says, Mait Sevetim Rotzen Hashem, everything he does is attuned to, resonating maybe with, but attuned to what the Rotzen Hashem is. That's what he's asking himself, what does Hashem want from me now? Zagam Oimek Dvaro Shal Bala Meshes Chochma, and he's Kelil, and Meshes Chochma, you saw right in the beginning when we started learning B'tochen, he mitzes a B'tochen, he mitzes a Dveikus. The mitzvah of the tochen is a relationship. You're developing a relationship. That's what it is. You can't trust and have security and be confident and be dependent on somebody. Stop. I mean, there has to be a relationship. You have to develop the relationship. You don't just come in, you know, if a baby with his mother in a chinami, but even afterwards he grows up, he has to leave the mother, then he comes back again afterwards. There's a period where there's a period almost. So, but there's work there. You have to get to that dveikus. Gabbai Abotei Chamiti, ain't sad to show the chayv she'ain asiyas rotzen Hashem. The Baal B'tochen, there's no aspect of his life that's not focused on what does Hashem want from me now? What's the rotzen Hashem now? Zuma Dregel Shavitzakavinu. If you think you're holding just do not go win that of yourselves. But that was Yitzhak Avinu. Dveikus Muchas Bashem is part of Kol Regel B'Kol Tula. Part of Dveikus, everything, he didn't lift a finger, he didn't take a breath without checking out first what does Hashem want. So obviously that's not Shaykh to us, but the principle is always Shaykh to us. We have to know how to apply it, so you have to start small, you have to take little exercises, little targile, and become more aware of it in your day-to-day existence. When something happens, are you kicking and complaining and throwing your toys out the pot, you're having a tantrum, or are you stopping and saying, 1 second, that there's something going on, my Hashem what's in here. People just ask the question. That's where the betoch and the work start. Like we mentioned yesterday, or the day before, it was okay. Before you do something, ask Hashem to help you. When you manage to do something, thank Hashem. That could be for the silliest thing. You're about to tie your shoelaces. Ask Hashem to help you tie your shoelaces. But I can tie my shoelaces every day for the last 50 years without asking Hashem for help. But then you don't have a relationship with Hashem. Yeah, there's a hizdamnut in everything you're doing to have a relationship with Hashem. Even Rav Shimon Bar Yochai to make ishtadlus. I had the miracle charuvim and the miracle water. Yeah, but he still had to pick the charuvim, he had to eat them, he had to put them in his mouth, chew them, he had to drink the water, he had to put it in a cup or something and drink it. There's also ishtadlus there, which was enabling him to be davuk to Hashem. So the ishtadlus, by the way, will davuk you to Hashem or the miracle. Miracles don't medavek us to Hashem. The miracles are external. If a miracle happens or something happens to a person, he has to make a pool, he has to do something to internalize it. The person just stays outside and comes and says, Paul's mind, a miracle happens to a person, so it'll inspire him for a while, but it'll get lost very quickly because it's outside of him, it's not part of him. There's a miracle, the place outside of you, the sea split, wonderful. If you don't make it, if you don't make some effort to internalize it, so it'll stay outside of you and then you'll lose it. Masha and can this avoider is truly internal. So every step you take in this is bringing you closer and closer to the doubters that he's talking about. But that's not our goal. Our goal is to first realize where we hold it. We know what the ideal is now, we've learned it, and then we have to slowly, painstakingly start moving in that direction. So that's the end of that section. Now we start a section which is, there's not a simple section, but we'll see that the sugya of Kabbalah Yisroel Ba'ava is a sugya that cuts to the core of one's emunah. It's one of the things that gets in the way of the tochen and emunah is the so-called unnecessary suffering. People suffer and they don't understand why. And you see things going on that are just like 2,000 years of golus. You have many examples. You don't have to look too hard to see examples of like, what was Hashem? Where is Hashem? They really challenge one's emunah. He says it in the Chovas HaLevavos, says it in the beginning of Shara Bechina. He says one of the three things that prevents a person from being Boichen, from looking at the Chochmah and the Briah, is the so-called bad things that seem to happen to people. The Mamash gets in the way. Therefore, we have to work through and try and understand it. We're living in very difficult times. We're about to go into a Tisha B'Av where there's a lot of reflection on 2,000 years of Jewish suffering. This is the day. This is the day where we spend a lot of time reflecting and thinking about personal tragedies, personal suffering, and klal suffering, and you go through the kinnis and you just see 2,000 years of mamash heavy stuff, and it can get badly in the way of one's avoiding the betoch, and therefore it has to be dealt with, not just to find some intellectual rationalization for the suffering, because you can't, it's not shaykh. It requires imuna, and we mentioned once from the Motor Miller's Zatzal in Shabashirim, if you plow through that darkness of doubts and worry and concerns, so then you go through imuna and you pierce through and you come through to the other side, which is called emes. That's Rabbi Akiva is imuna, the top of it. He understands whatever Hashem doing is for the good. He sees the bad. He sees that it's not good, but he understands it's for the good. And then you pierce through that and you get to the level of Nachum Ish Gamzu, which was Gamzu the Toiva. He doesn't see the bad. He just sees the good. He looks at Auschwitz and he sees good. He doesn't see the bad. Rabbi Kiva, that's our level, is we see the bad. But we understand somewhere in the great eternal cosmic plan, yeah, this is good. It must be for the good. It doesn't make intellectual sense. Not, but we don't understand. We don't see the good. There's darkness and doubt and concerns, you have to pierce through that. So that's part of the avoda, what we're going to be starting now, Amrish Tezvov, the introduction to the sugya of Kabbalah Sasurim Ba'ava. It's not just that you accept it and you tolerate it, you know the choice. No, we're talking about Kabbalah Sasurim Ba'ava. So let's see what that's about. Let's see what we do with that and how this enhances and how this builds. This is the yisod of the woman. As the state does say, sugyas Kabbalah Sasurim Ba'ava is sugya yisodis b'yos. This is the most fundamental of the sugyas, foundational sugya. Vinogat letzipur nafshe shel hayadut. And this touches the cornerstone, the central aspect of Yiddishkeit. Any milo midas chassidus b'alma, it's not some high spiritual level that is only there for the few. Shrei kashe yudi chai v'ein liboy sholem en Hashem yisbarach chas v'chelila. The person lives, and he's not Sholem, he's not together with Hashem, he's not with Hashem on the same page as Hashem. We see a person can come to terrible rebellions and kfiras chas v'chalila against Hashem. Jewish history is fraught with people that missed this plot. So this is not something that's for the few rare tzaddikim that have this midah. It's a midah that's essential for everybody, because without this you can, especially when you see what's going on in the world, you can come to the wrong conclusions. Chas v'chalima. Gamim u'tzaddik, va'einu mevate b'svos av drivdei trunia chas v'chalila, even if he's a big tzaddik, and not a word comes out of his mouth, complaints against Hashem, b'chlachot, no? Aval mikol mokam l'libe p'nime, mitganeves machshava shekolosh baruch hu eini oiv yoter chas v'chalila. He may have a thought somewhere in the back of his mind that Hashem doesn't love him chas v'chalila. Amachshavas agumas v'hamerjiros hametzdaveres oidus matzavoy beremes lekach sheyachas ha'av v'eino l'bein Hashem yisbarach nechlash. These painful, bitter thoughts that come about because of his particular situation can cause a situation in relation to the love that exists between him and Hashem can be weakened. That ava between him and Hashem can get very damaged. Besides everything else, he's mevatla mitzvahs asay deraisa, you have to love Hashem. And as the Chovim Salavava says, one of the things that's going to interfere, it's going to make it hard for you, is the so-called bad things that are happening in the world. And we know that, you know, it's an enormous challenge. So this is something that everybody has to grapple with. Because the mitzvah after Hashem Lekecha wasn't just given to the tzaddikim, it's given to everybody. Every boy of 13 and girl of 12 has a mitzvah after Hashem Lekecha. So this is not some high cosmic level that you can potter yourself and say, yeah, well, it's not for sure to me. No, this is for everyone. And it's essential. וכך אמר שני חרום בגום אפס ברוכז, חי בדן ובר לך לרע, כשם שבור לך תחייך. Oy, this is, wow, this is tough stuff. So, the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara in Brochus there, in Dalit says, that Chaya, person has obligation to Mevarech, Hashem, for the bad things that happen to him, what he sees to be bad, in the same way that he Mevarechs on the good. What does this mean? Tomorrow asks, what do you mean you have to be able to do it? The same simcha you have when you've got good news, so that same simcha you have to deal with the bad news. Okay, so we have to see if it sounds impossible. What are you talking about? And Rashi there says, Lavarech al midas peronios belayvim shalom. The bad things, the negative things, the peronios, the punishments that come upon us, you have to Lavarech on those with the same midah of simcha, of leiv shalom, completely happy, fine with it, that you do on the good things. So, Zebayagadol. This is a, problem. Sitting quietly, you know, in a moment of solitude and contemplation, when everything's fine, try and meditate on this. That's wonderful. You can do that. But God forbid a person's facing a tragedy, and he's faced with this tomorrow. Tell me what you do with this. Mani asemze. What am I supposed to be doing? So that's not possible. I mentioned you once, I have a friend, he was sitting shiva, his daughter, 18-year-old daughter, was lifted Rahman al Islam. After long illness. Went to be Menachem Oval, and he was saying, he's a big poisek, he's a young up and coming post communal Rahman Kenyevsky, he's presented from. Went to Menachem Oval. And he was speaking about this in his hesped for his daughter, he spoke about this, which is, what's the halacha? Well, halachically, just tell me what I'm supposed to be doing now. How I do that, that'll have to work out, but what am I supposed to be doing? I'm supposed to be sitting shiva with the same simcha and his livus and whatever that I was when she was born. But the feelings I felt that her bas mitzvah, the simcha that happened, that's what I'm supposed to be feeling now when I'm sitting shiva. Rakta gidli, what am I supposed to be feeling? So that's a daunting, how do you understand pshat? That was first pshat. And we're dealing with the lochas here, this is not stump. So yeah, this is obviously things we've all thought about, worried about, concerned, a lot of questions. So let's see if he makes it any easier for us, if we get some kind of a kivun here, how you deal with the sugya. And Sina Namdim, the Divrei HaGemara, he kabolish Yisri Ba'av, he emits as a reiser, and a chaybo kol na'ab ha-mitzvah, the kabelineu besimcha. Every bar mitzvah boy, everybody asks, this mitzvah is a mitzvah deraisa, it's when a kabbal, the yisurim, because they come from Hashem, the simcha. The varech hamidus aparen is b'leif shalom. The Torah, the reshes, ois nikol yudni, and the Torah demands this from everybody. What would you remember, dreikas, nisiyoi, sharezuhu, mitzvah yudni, segula? No mitzvah yudni, segula, as we said. This is a mitzvah, it's a demand of everybody. It's not just for the few. For the few tzaddikim of the door. So how do you do this? One of my sermon, that was a question of this Talmud Chacham. What do you want from it? Tell me what to do. What's the halacha here? Then I asked me as derech kiyum ha-mitzvah, nita le-rega b'nein zug asher b'meshach 25 shalim lo zochu lefken zera chai v'kayoma. Zero shall kayoma. Okay, this example is a rough one. I'm just warning you now. This tough stuff. Okay, so you've got to get your imagination running here. Run with me for this. There's a couple, 25 years, haven't had children. So you have some idea of what they've been through. Some idea of the suffering, the pain, the frustration, the anguish, the broken hopes, the excitement, the old desire. 25 years. After 25 years, son, now you understand the simcha, the happiness, the whole town's talking about it, right? And many of them cater to the Roigoisha, they're so simple, so happy, so grateful. Imagine it's an only child of 25 years. Sheifas chayem hi shu yigod l'toyr l'avoyde v'achem mitgalet ki lo l'chinam hem chi kulo koha b'shamim. Obviously they had a sheifa that the child should become a chochem, they should be basically in Torah, and they weren't disappointed, they understood why they had to wait 25 years for Hazar Neshama. Mevare ki hu yelet kishreini b'myuchad, a very talented young man, v'al midas netzolus v'al nefesh adina. Beautiful midas and a needle and a shoma. Good thing, a real good, unbelievably shining neshama. Hashem cholefes v'yelad oyle mit'ale miyom liyon v'cheidu v'yishiva. It's amazing that Hashkocha itself that we do this on Erev Tisha B'Av. One could just hear it on the ear. He goes to cheide, he goes to yeshiva v'yerev rovi v'mere nachas molo chafnayim. Unbelievable nachas again from this child. Wow, this child is just every parent's dream. Yishatoyu mitzlachas. Eventually he comes to Shidduchim, he gets engaged, enters into marriage with a wonderful girl, just as unbelievable like him. Can you imagine the unbelievable simcha, the happiness, what this couple, the parents are feeling here? Wow, after 25 years, now they raise a kid like this, unbelievable, across the Tov Simcha, now he's getting married to an unbelievable Shidduch, yeah? Abi Achasa nigash to Tvila Arvis, kishu kulu mole rikushu to Hidil Hashem, שזיקו יסוד להגיע ליום גודל זה ולשיא איזה בנו יחידוי מחמד אילן. For the ghost of a Meir, you can imagine a Meir outpouring of a chorus of people, of gratitude, of simcha. And after all these years, he was zeichet to such a child, and now he's about to marry his only son. Roy me yisgadal v'yisgadash shmei robo mit kol alev. Imagine the yisgadal v'yisgadash that he says there, he's coming from the Omud, let's say. Ein zeil gezar ze toy lo hides la shem isbara fun ismach, he doesn't need to work, and how am I going to thank Hashem? He's just exploding with simcha. Was immer über sie bei es lieber über Eula au gut verkauft. Wie nein. Die Bette da in Lei. Beim zu Schiebes hier mehr Schiebe Bruch, das ist Hasene Ekanere mit Tune Bruch. On the way to one of the Schiebe Bruchers, in the middle of the week of Schiebe Bruchers, was an accident, and the Chosen gets killed in a fight. So now the father standing in front of the Keva, Kaputuch gam kam ba miros, he's got shmei robot. And now he's going to say Kaddish. Akosh Borcha reitze manyed, shiudi ze yoyim a Kaddish ze, bo isa simcha shom, isa Kaddish, b'shas tfilis mayri, b'layla chatuna. But we just learned. Hashem wants him to say the Kaddish now with the same simcha that he said just before the chasad. Shekashem shmavochen ala tfeidu, kach mavochen ala rab. The Bruch Taina Emes has to be the same as the Tovu Amenti, Shechiyanu. That's what it says. Va'isa Simcha. No. V'nishal es eshali et tochen. Yeah, that's what Hashem wants. Keitza niten also say, how do you do such a thing? You have the problem? I said, you have stories like this. There's a story, but these stories happen. These are real life stories. Yeah? So what do you do, yeah?
Can you really get to such a point where you can say Iskada with happiness then? I mean, honestly, are you even human if after your son who you love so much Taurus says that? I understand.
I don't know what the Torah says, once again. It's a bit of the Raisa. I don't know what you want from me. Can you do it? If the Torah tells you to do it, then you must come and do it. Hashem doesn't ask us to do things we can't do. I don't know. I'm as shocked and astounded as you. I'm also. I'm holding by Yetochen. Are you real? I really have to do something? I don't know. I don't find milk in the fridge in the morning when I want a coffee and I'm already, wondering about Kashem Shavuachin al Arab, Kashem Shavuachin al Atoiv. I mean, Kashem Shavuachin al Atoiv, Kashem Shavuachin al Arab. It's just when there wasn't milk for coffee. I know you're talking real stuff. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Doim Aaron. Aaron kept quiet. I don't know what he was doing inside, but he didn't say anything. Was Malagi, what do you want to say? I don't know what to do. I don't know. Is it possible? It has to be. Otherwise, the Torah wouldn't command it of you. The Gemara says, Chayiv Adam. Chayiv the Gemara. Doesn't say Chayiv one or two people that have mamash left this world and aren't human anymore. No. Every 13-year-old. Chayiv Adam, mitzvah sidrei sevakta shem alakecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol malakecha. Christ, I don't know. And that's what it says. We have to understand how you even start. All the subjects we've learned up to now, we knew they were beyond us, but we knew where we were holding, and we knew how we could at least start taking a step in the direction. Although, yeah, I don't even know where to turn. I wouldn't even know where to even begin taking a step. You know, if it says, listen, accept intellectually that whatever looks terrible to you and bad to you, but accept intellectually that ultimately it's for the good, you can't understand it. Bruch, that I can work on. I don't have a problem with it. That's fine. So then it's got nothing to do with me. I just have to say, listen, this is too big for me. I can't understand this. And Zelobishvili, they would phone me up and ask me, please, to come. There's a patient in the hospital here that needs urgent brain surgery. Would I please come and do the surgery? As I understand, they got the wrong numbers. What's going to do with me? I can say capital healing for the guy maybe, but more than that, and you know, I know that's got nothing to do with me, yeah. But this, you're telling me, this has got something to do with me. This has got something to do with me. I have to grapple with this. All the yisurim and suffering that a person has, lo at kedai necessarily the story we just brought. But any yisurim that a person has, and we have all, there's no one here that doesn't have yisurim. If you don't have yisurim, then you really have yisurim. The Gemara says, if you don't have yisurim for 40 days, then you're really in trouble. Because they Hashem's forgotten about you. Chas v'chalila. That's the worst thing. Salat tash b'chosu. Whoa, you don't want that. But everyone is suffering. So fine, so the little things along the way, intellectually, I can deal with, because it's outside of me. I just know it's too big for me. I can't understand. Yeah, you're telling me, no, you have to get in grips with this, and you have to do this with simcha, and you have to be emotionally besimcha with the same level you were, you know, at the bris, you have to have the same simcha at the levaya. So I said, but Gilly, that's human, that's normal. Maze. We have to understand this. We have to understand this well. We will see what's Hashem is all mixed on this as well. On how we understand mourning. This was a question that was once asked to me. The Bocha had lost his father, and he was learning the Bachan, and he was really working on the Sugi, and he said, I don't understand. Why should I be mourning? First of all, the Gemara says I have to be besimcha. So the whole mourning period should be Shiva. You should be mamash playing music and dancing, and should be plucked puri, man. So I told him, because that's not human. We learned through the Bissol together, he explains how this works at that level. But are we asking, how do you find this? Really? I mean, we're shocked. You should be shocked. If you understand this and it's all cool and you've got it, so then wow, okay. But, you don't. Okay, so to understand this properly, you have to understand first of all what you're suing. We don't know what you're suing, Mark. We have to try and get some kind of idea. We're not going to, from having read them, being able to tie that tomorrow literally. Obviously, there's work to be done. You know, start with the milk in the fridge. You know, I'm a couple, the fact that there's no milk in the fridge with the same simcha. I don't know if any of you are smoking, because when I used to smoke, the worst thing, there's only one thing worse than not having cigarettes. It was having cigarettes, not having a match. That's real Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava, you know, and the simcha, you know, fine, okay, so, you know, you'll wait half an hour till you find a match. So that's a way that I can relate to. But he's talking big stuff here. And remember, we're still grappling, especially sitting at Erev Tisha B'av. We're playing in our heads, and we're moving through 2,000 years of enormous Jewish trauma that we haven't dealt with yet. We haven't dealt with the trauma of the Holocaust. Have you dealt with the trauma of what's going on today? You're in hospitals dying alone? A Jew in hospital alone? Have you ever heard such a thing? Unheard of. It's a double portion. You don't need to go alone. I mean, that's all. You're checking, you're bringing them food, what do they need, you know, and today the hospitals are overwhelmed, and even lying alone in hospitals. You understand the enormity of that suffering? People are dying without taking leave of their families. I mean, it's beyond, and people we know, not only that people you don't know, even if you don't know them, people we know, people talk to us, it's like, and you've dealt with that trauma? No, so that's why we have to find a way through this murky darkness to come to some sense of light. Yeah, that's the void of Tisha B'av at the end of the day. The void of Tisha B'av is that the light is there. The light is in that darkness. So says Moshiach's born of Tisha B'av. It means that the redemption, what we're looking for, that emes, that aga that Yaakov Avinu got to titen emes to Yaakov, that Nachum Ishgomzu, that's lurking mamash in the darkness. So David HaMelech says, Eidechoki Anisani, I thank you because you afflicted me, but the healing is sure. That Ovin of Menach says, I thank you Hashem because you afflicted me. I thank you because he afflicted you. Thank you because he took you out of the affliction. No. I thank you because of the affliction, because dafka the affliction that brought me to the light. Because dafka in those dark moments, that's where I found what I was looking for. So that's the avoider here. So intellectually, you're not going to get too much joy here because you've dealt with the intellectual of this many times and it didn't bring any joy. We have to see how you make an avoid out of this. But first we have to understand the sugya. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem, we'll stop with that. Mitzvah Shem, we'll carry on. We should have Mitzvah's papers. What can I tell you? These were hard times, difficult times, but Hashem is mezakeh us with only Mitzvah.